This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Why creatine works differently in muscle and brain? New research reveals transport barriers. 3 decades of creatine research has revealed a striking paradox. While the supplement rapidly saturates muscle tissue, brain uptake remains severely limited despite identical dosing protocols. According to research spanning from 1992 to 2017, the difference lies not in the dose, but in how each tissue responds to demand. 40-cent maximum increase in muscle creatine, Harris et al., 1992, versus 3.7% in brain tissue, Solis et al., 2017. Using identical supplementation protocols, creatine uptake varies dramatically between tissues. Percentage increase after supplementation, muscle versus brain, muscle, Harris, 1992, 40 brain overall, Dechant, 1999. 10. Brain direct comparison, Solis 2017, 3.7 cent. Source, Harris et al., 1992, Dechant et al., 1999, Solis et al., 2017. Muscle saturation happens within days. The foundational 1992 study by Roger Harris and colleagues, published in Clinical Science, established that oral creatine monohydrate supplementation rapidly increases skeletal muscle creatine stores. Using a loading protocol of approximately 20 grams daily for 5 to 6 days, muscle creatine concentrations increased by 20 to 40% in healthy individuals. This research laid the groundwork for modern creatine supplementation protocols used by athletes and researchers worldwide. Brain uptake follows different rules. 7 years later, researchers questioned whether the brain would respond similarly to creatine supplementation. Dechant and colleagues used magnetic resonance spectroscopy to measure brain creatine levels, as reported in Magnetic Resonance in Medicine in 1999. After participants consumed 20 grams daily for 4 weeks, brain creatine increased by approximately 8 to 10%, depending on the brain region measured. Unlike the rapid muscle response, brain uptake was slow, modest, and suggested a transport-limited process across the blood-brain barrier, according to Dechant et al. Direct comparison confirms tissue differences. The most definitive evidence came in 2017, when Solis and colleagues published a direct comparison study in Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. By measuring both muscle and brain creatine in the same individuals, they eliminated variables that could confound earlier comparisons. Participants followed a protocol of 20 grams daily for 7 days, followed by 5 grams daily for 23 days. Muscle phosphocreatine increased robustly as expected from previous research. However, brain creatine increased by only 3.7%, confirming the dramatically different tissue responses despite identical dosing. Brain creatine uptake is constrained, regulated, and context-dependent, increasing by only 3.7%. Compared to muscle's robust response to identical supplementation protocols. Solis et al., Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, 2017. Key takeaways: muscle creatine increases 20 to 40% within 5 to 6 days of loading with 20 grams daily. Harris et al., 1992. Brain creatine increases only 3.7 to 10%, even with extended supplementation periods. Dechant et al., 1999. Solis et al., 2017. The blood-brain barrier creates transport limitations not present in muscle tissue. Supplement effectiveness varies dramatically depending on target tissue and physiological barriers. Frequently asked questions: why does creatine work better in muscle than brain? Based on the research by Dechant et al., 1999, and Solis et al., 2017, the blood-brain barrier regulates what substances can enter brain tissue, creating transport limitations for creatine. Muscle tissue has more efficient uptake mechanisms and fewer barriers to creatine absorption from the bloodstream. Can longer supplementation periods increase brain creatine more? Research by Dechant et al., 1999, suggests that even extended supplementation periods of 4 weeks show only modest brain creatine increases of 8 to 10%. The limitation appears to be physiological rather than time-dependent, based on their magnetic resonance spectroscopy studies. Does this mean creatine supplements don't benefit cognitive function? While brain uptake is limited compared to muscle, Even small increases in brain creatine may have functional benefits. The 3.7% increases observed in the Dechant et al. 1999 and Solis et al. 2017 studies could still support cognitive energy metabolism, though effects would be more subtle than muscle performance benefits. Understanding these tissue-specific differences in creatine uptake helps explain why supplement research often shows variable results depending on the target outcome. The research by Harris et al. 1992, Dechant et al. 1999, and Solis et al. 2017 demonstrates that biological barriers, not just dosage, determine supplement effectiveness across different tissues. Source: William Wallace, PhD, Facebook post. At context: creatine works differently in muscle and brain. New research reveals transport barriers. Description: new research shows creatine supplements increase muscle. Creatine 40% versus only 3.7% in brain tissue, revealing how biological barriers affect supplement effectiveness across tissues. Author, type, organization, name, GMJ editorial team. Publisher, at type, organization, name, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published, 2026-05-24. Date modified, 2026-05-24. At context: does creatine work better in muscle than brain? Accepted answer. At type, answer, text: based on the research by Dechant et al. 1999 and Solis et al. 2017, the blood-brain barrier regulates what substances can enter brain tissue, creating transport limitations for creatine. Muscle tissue has more efficient uptake mechanisms and fewer barriers to creatine absorption from the bloodstream. At type, question, name: can longer supplementation periods increase brain creatine more? Accepted answer. At type, answer, text: research by Dechant et al. 1999 suggests that even extended supplementation periods of 4 weeks show only modest brain creatine increases of 8-10%. The limitation appears to be physiological rather than time-dependent, based on their magnetic resonance spectroscopy studies. At type, question, name: does this mean creatine supplements don't benefit cognitive function? Accepted answer. At type, answer, text: while brain uptake is limited compared to muscle, even small increases in brain creatine may have functional benefits. The 3.7-10% increases observed in the Dechant et al. 1999 and Solis et al. 2017 studies could still support cognitive energy metabolism, though effects would be more subtle than muscle performance benefits.